Put two dozen, you're walking the scene. Finest does you've ever seen. Figure and use now when you sing. D-U-Z does everything.
The new Does brings you The Guiding Light, created by Erna Phillips.
I talked with Maida this afternoon, Bill. I wonder why she didn't say anything about their coming over.
Well, all I know is Ted told me before he left the office that he and Maida would be over sometime after dinner.
But it's almost a quarter of nine. You'd think they'd be here by now, wouldn't you? Unless, of course, Maida had other plans.
That I wouldn't know about.
Here I went to all the bother of making sandwiches and things. The least they could do was call us, let us know if they were coming or not.
Well, I told you not to go to any fuss, didn't I? I think I'll fix myself a drink.
Thank goodness there's one thing in this house you like.
Well, this bar is quite a thing, isn't it? Can I fix you something?
You know I don't drink, Bill.
Well, a glass of ginger ale, maybe?
I don't care for anything.
All right, all right. You don't have to bite my head off. You know it's hot in here?
I have the windows open.
Funny.
What is?
Fire in the fireplace. All the windows open.
Well, the den looks so cozy this way.
Well, it doesn't feel cozy.
Who gave you that bottle?
I told you, Mr. Chambers.
Oh.
He told me to use it for our housewarming. He wasn't kidding.
Oh, Bill, don't be so silly.
Well, this is a housewarming if I ever was in one.
Well, if you don't think Ted and Maida are coming, we won't put any more logs on the fire.
I hadn't intended to anyway. I don't know why you want to entertain anyone in this room.
Well, it's a charming room. I've seen, dozens of pictures just like it, and how beautiful. Den, glasses on the bar, fireplace with burning logs.
Yeah, and three walls of shelves with five books on.
Oh, the Chambers had some wonderful books, Bill. First edition. Perhaps one of these days.
Yeah, I know. We'll have some first editions. This is a good drink.
You drank it fast enough. Oh, no, not anymore tonight, Bill.
Hmm?
Why don't you have one of these sandwiches or some potato chips, anything?
I'm not hungry.
Just thirsty, huh?
Well, who wouldn't be thirsty in a hot box like this?
Why are you so disagreeable tonight, Bill?
I'm sorry, honey. I don't feel at home here yet. Give me a little time, will you? I've only been in the place for a few days. I don't even know my way around.
I suppose you're going to tell me next that you were more comfortable when we lived with your father.
Well, I wasn't going to say it, but as long as you've said it, I might as well admit that's just how I feel.
Oh, I'll answer it, dear.
No.
Isn't it wonderful having an extension? Hello? Oh, Ted, we've been expecting you. Oh, I see. Well, that's all right. Goodbye. Your sister is slightly indisposed. They're not coming.
Somehow you felt instinctively, didn't you, Bill, that Maida would never set foot in your new home in Beverly Hills. At least, not with Tim. You can't forget, even if you wanted to, that she told you she was going to divorce her husband, who incidentally is your employer. How much longer will he be your employer? Is that what you're thinking, Bill? We'll learn more about this in a moment.
White, white washes without red hands. White, white washes without red hands.
That's why I've gone back to Does.
That's why women everywhere are going back to Does.
Yes, if you've been experimenting with some of those no-rinse chemicals on wash day, and if they've been making a difference in your hands, then join the swing to Dove.
That's right. Next wash day, try the one and only Dove. Then inspect that wash of yours carefully. Have you ever had such really clean, fresh-smelling clothes? Have you ever seen such gleaming whiteness? Ever seen the colors so sparkling bright?
Have you ever seen all this with such wonderful care for your hands? Dove does everything in your wash and does right by your hands.
You'll get more out of Dove because we put more into it. Only Dove, of all leading wash day products, contains such great quantities of rich, real soap combined with two proven detergents. Only Dove contains these quantities of rich, real soap balanced with two proven detergents.
That's why Dove gets clothes, even heavy work clothes, so thoroughly clean and gets towels and linen so gleaming white, while it gives extra safety to colors and almost toilet soap mildness to hands.
So make next wash day Dove's day. See why women everywhere are changing to Dove.
For white, white washes
without red hands.
I've gone back to Dove. I might have known.
But if Maida isn't feeling well...
He didn't say she wasn't feeling well. He said she was slightly indisposed.
Oh.
She was fine when I talked with her this afternoon. Regardless of how she feels about me, you think for your sake, at least for your sake, she'd pay us a visit.
What are you talking about? Maida doesn't dislike you.
Not much she doesn't. She always has felt she's better than anyone else. You know that as well as I do.
I don't want to get into any argument with you about any member of my family. I'm very fond of Maida. You've always known that. And please don't forget it.
But, Bill Bauer, how can you talk to me like that? What's the matter with you anyway?
There isn't anything the matter with me. You've never liked Maida. And every chance you get, you take a dig at her. If you want to avoid any arguments, don't talk about her to me.
It was just about time we moved away from your family.
Well, what's that got to do with Maida?
Nothing, dear, only... Well, I don't like to say it, but I think it is true.
What's true?
It shouldn't be. After all, you're married to me. You should give me your first consideration, not your family. If you're going to be real honest, Bill, you'll admit that you always side with your family.
Only if they happen to be right. When they're wrong...
As far as you're concerned, they never seem to be wrong.
What are we quibbling about anyway?
Darling, it's just that I don't think it was very nice of Maida not to come tonight.
No. And personally, I don't think it has anything to do with either you or me.
That's a funny thing for you to say.
Maybe it is, maybe it isn't.
Have they quarreled again?
I don't know.
Maybe I should say, are they still quarreling?
That they don't get along isn't any secret to any of us.
Bill?
Mm-hmm.
You told me you talked to Maida.
I talked to her, yes. And I talked to Ted.
You didn't say anything, but I was under the impression that after Ted and Chucky got back from their camping trip, everything was going along smoothly.
You didn't actually believe that, did you?
Didn't you?
No.
You did for a while, Bill. What's happened recently to make you change your mind?
Nothing's happened.
Something must have.
Oh, Bert, please stop nagging.
I'm not nagging. I'm just asking you a simple question. The least you can do is answer me.
Honey, I don't know what to tell you.
You know, darling.
Hmm?
I know you a lot better than you think I do.
Now, where did that remark come from?
Perhaps I sound stupid to you at times. But I'm really not.
I never said you were. This is quite a conversation we're having, isn't it?
I'd like to get to the bottom of this.
The bottom of what?
Of what you know and haven't told me. As I told Trudy the other evening, I can tell more from what you don't say than from what you do.
What haven't I said that's so illuminating?
Well, In the first place, you didn't seem a bit surprised that your sister and Ted didn't come tonight.
Now, look, Maida and Ted didn't make a definite engagement. My brother-in-law merely said that it was very likely he and Maida would drop by this evening. So Maida didn't feel up to par, so they decided not to come. It's as simple as all that.
No, it isn't, Del Bauer.
Well, then suppose you tell me.
I could tell from the way Ted talked, by the tone of his voice, that he and Maida must have had an argument.
Mm.
When he's angry, he can be very short and to the point. He didn't ask me how I liked our new home. He didn't ask me anything. Not even how I was. And you know, that's not like Ted. I wonder if Maida's going to make good her threat. If that's what's happening.
What threat?
Oh, it was only a few months ago when she was over at your father's. She told him she was going to leave Ted. You remember, don't you?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I remember. So what?
I could be wrong, but I doubt it. I don't believe she's changed her mind.
I don't think she has either.
What?
I guess you may as well know sooner or later.
Know what?
Maida's going to divorce Ted. I guess maybe you know where that leaves me.
Listen to the bargain Does has for you. Steak knives of quick-cut stainless steel. You'd regularly pay $2 for four of these handsome knives, but Does offers four for only 50 cents and one giant economy-sized Does box top. Or for just three knives, send 50 cents and one regular-sized box top. Either way, get Does today for white, white washes without red hands. Yes, if your hands are suffering from one of those no-rinse chemicals on wash day, change to Does. Do it now and get your steak knives. Their sharp, hollow ground blades easily cut steaks and chops. Their beautiful, simulated mother-of-pearl plastic handles really dress up your table. For four knives, send one giant-sized Does box top and 50 cents. For three knives, send one regular-sized box top and 50 cents in coin with name and address to Steak Knives, Guiding Light, Cincinnati 1, Ohio. Offer good for limited time only in continental United States and Hawaii. Send today. A very sudden development of the Ted White marital situation in the next episode of The Guiding Light with Leslie Woods and Joan Allison. Brought to you by the New Does.
Put two does in your washing machine. D-U-Z does everything.
The Guiding Light is directed by Ted Corday. This is George Putnam wishing you good day and good dozing for Procter & Gamble, the makers of the new does. This is Steve.